When there's zero accountability, zero consequences, you can be sure it's going to happen again. So I don't know if you've seen all the books out there. I guess there's at least one book by Jake Tapper and a co-author. Forgive me for not remembering his name. Essentially confirming that Judicial Watch and other critics of Biden were right. He was completely out of it. There was a major cover-up, and everyone knew he was out of it, but no one did anything to fix the situation. So that's in the books now. So now it's confirmed. Everything we've been hearing about and saying in terms of everyday Americans looking at Biden thinking he's out of it. And it was a dangerous situation because if you're out of it, you can't be making the decisions that are of a life or death nature as commander in chief. And you may recall that I was highlighting the issue as it relates to the 25th Amendment. There should have been a 25th Amendment process to remove Biden from office. Of course, the left calls for Trump to be subjected to 25th Amendment removal all the time. I couldn't even get Congress to hold a hearing on the 25th Amendment while Biden was essentially walking around bumping into walls. They literally used his dementia, the Justice Department did, as an excuse not to prosecute him on a records case. While they raid the President Trump's home on the very same legal issues, completely corrupted. And that's why when it came to that so-called investigation of President Biden on his handling of classified information, remember, he stole records, classified records from his days in the Senate. And then he had records from his days as vice president that were classified as well. And I think there's an argument, a strong one actually, that the vice president, he had the right to have them as vice president, even as a former vice president, because the same law applies to the vice president as it does to the president, which protected Trump. But he didn't have the right to the records in the least for the Senate side. And he should have been prosecuted. But Hur decided not... Her, the special counsel, interviewed Biden and based on that interview, decided not to prosecute him. We have considered that at trial, Mr. Biden would likely present himself to a jury, as he did during our interview of him, as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory, based on our direct interactions with and observations of him, he is someone for whom many jurors will want to identify reasonable doubt. So no prosecution. And so, what we saw, there was a transcript of this interview. Where's the video? Where's the audio? Turns out there was an audio taken. So we sued, Judicial Watch did. We initiated the first litigation for the audio of the Hur interview of Biden, or interviews. I think they took place over 2 days. And we immediately got the runaround from the Biden Justice Department and the Biden White House. They didn't want to turn them over. They said there was a privacy interest President Biden had in his own voice, which is absurd. He's President of the United States. And they even went so far as to say that AI could be used to manipulate his voice, which is absurd as well. Although interesting in the sense it was the first time I think AI was used as a basis to hide government records from the American people in order to protect Joe Biden and the Democrats from covering up his dementia for years. So the Trump administration comes in, and a federal court in Judicial Watch's case asks the Trump administration, well, you're new. Do you want to change your position on the hiding of Biden's audio transcript? Now, Judicial Watch had already proven through our litigation they had actually changed the transcript to make it better for Biden. They eliminated the hems, the haws, the uhs, the sorts of verbal tics that people make when they're confused or maybe lying or trying to come up with an answer, buying time. You know how it works. You get asked, hey, did you take the cake? No. Well, if the transcript just says no and takes out all those ums and ahs, it's a very different transcript. And then sure enough, we get further documentation that they were literally trying to not just eliminate certain ticks like us and things like that, but the records show that they were trying to change the transcript itself, the words attributed to Biden in order to cover up his dementia. We just uncovered that a few weeks ago. Frankly, thanks to the Trump administration. They gave us those records. They were extraordinary in the sense they're typically not released under FOIA. But at least in this case, Trump went and his people and Pam Bondi went full on with more transparency. So the court wanted to know if the Trump people were going to change their views or the government's position on releasing the audio. And what was the answer by the Trump administration? They came back and said, we need 3 months till May 20th, which I think is ridiculous. But May 20th is in a few days. And there's been reports that they are essentially planning to release the audio. They're not, it's not final, but it looks like it's going to happen, which is great, which is great. And to me, it's one more piece of the scandal that should be further prosecuted and investigated. Who was running the White House? Were decisions made under the name of Biden legitimate in the sense that he was able to make them? Or literally, he did make them as opposed to outsourcing them in a way that was improper? And a court, and along those lines, what about the coup? Why wasn't there, there should be, a criminal investigation of the coup against Biden? I mean, there's a report that I think Obama or someone threatened him with the 25th Amendment if he didn't pull out of the race. That would be a crime if it's true, or potentially a crime. And we just got a new batch of documents showing the Biden White House was pressuring Special Counsel Herr on the release of the report and other matters as it relates to their conclusions, excuse me, about Joe Biden. They were pretending there was national security issues, et cetera, et cetera. So what happened is that we found out that the government had to admit that the Biden gang altered the transcript. So we filed a second lawsuit for records about their communications and efforts to alter the transcript and mess with the report. And like I said, I give credit to the Trump Justice Department and Pam Bondi's team for releasing this incredible information. And some of the letters are the sorts of letters a lawyer would send to a prosecutor, especially this kind of rarefied area of law or prosecutorial decision-making related to a president of the United States. They want to know what they're planning, where things stand, if they can make a case for or against continued prosecution. But they were desperate to kind of police their report, and that's clear from the documents. And so what happened is, and we got these documents showing that Herr required the Biden gang to sign non-disclosure agreements in exchange for looking at the report. So we have these non-disclosure agreements and we publish them. But it's all part of the kind of the, you know, you're putting the picture and the puzzle together about the desperate effort by the Biden gang to cover up the corruption as it relates to Joe Biden's dementia. And obviously, he still had criminal liability issues as well. I mean, it wasn't just about the dementia. I mean, that would be a political problem for them. They recognize that. It was about his criminal activity as it relates to the handling of documents. Criminal activity that was going on or was an issue and a known issue even as they're throwing the book at President Trump on the fake crimes he was accused of as it relates to document handling. I mean, the corruption is just like a, it's like an onion, right? You got to, there's so many layers to the corruption, the dementia, Trump, you know, the abuse of Trump, while on charges that Biden could have been and should have been prosecuted for at the same time, if indeed they were really concerned about the issue. I mean, the corruption's just legion here. So I'm going to ask my colleagues to bring in a water if they can. So, stand by. Biden audio, hopefully incoming, thanks again to your heavy lifting Judicial Watch. Oh, and by the way, Biden's out here again. I don't think we have any videos of Biden for you. But he's out there again, trying to create a fake narrative about how he left and, you know, why he could have won and why Harris lost and, you know, all of that. It's just, it's kind of just silly in some respects. But the point is, he's still a significant political figure. And I'm not going to forget about the crimes he committed or his family committed or likely committed, you name it. They always want us to move on. They spend years abusing American citizens, including yours truly, your Judicial Watch. They raid the president's home, and then President Trump wins or a Republican wins, it doesn't matter. Here's my water. Thank you, Matt. And they say, don't investigate any of that. Yeah, we know what government was weaponized against you, and the Republican leadership says, "Oh, we can't do that. We just can't. You know, it will be as bad as they are." No, you're not. You're actually investigating real crimes, as opposed to putting people in prison just because they disagree with you, which is what the left had done. And when there's zero accountability, zero consequences, you can be sure it's going to happen again. So unless there's something done related to Comey, the Biden gang, the lawfare, the weaponization, and by something I don't mean an intermittent prosecution, one guy here and there getting prosecuted, I mean a serious grand jury investigation, an investigation for the ages into the worst criminal abuse of power targeting one man and his supporters, Donald Trump, that we've ever seen in the history of the United States. And, of course, Judicial Watch is going to push on our FOIA lawsuits, push through with them, file more lawsuits. Excuse me, my cold is acting up and my throat is killing me here. And so I'll let you know, maybe we'll hear next week, because May 20th is the deadline as to when this HER video or audio of Biden's tapes get released. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.